Will government cuts hamper job growth?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson, and in about a half an hour, the Labor Department will give us its all-important jobs report for the month of February. The consensus is that the economy added at least 150,000 new jobs last month, and that the unemployment rate will stay pretty close to where it is, at 7.9%. But what about the sequester? Budget cuts and hundreds of thousands of layoffs for government employees and private contractors. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
We're not seeing employers dampen their hiring yet, but the job cuts will come, says economist John Canale at LPL Financial.
750,000 if the full extent of the sequester remains in place throughout the whole year.
That's 60 or 70,000 fewer jobs added every month as government agencies cut their budgets. Weep for the well-paid government bureaucrat?
I think the notion that it's mid-wage professional government is one of the real misconceptions.
Steve Bell at the Bipartisan Policy Center says a lot of the jobs will be lost at private contractors. Some guy named Joe, who's got a tool and die shop making parts for a new fighter jet.
Joe's either going to have to let people go, mechanics and sheet metal people, or he's going to not hire people he otherwise would hire.
Expect to see those job cuts show up in the next couple months. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.